Thank you, Sam. That article certainly generated some debate amongst the readers of the evening news, resulting in letters to the editor, some of which follow shortly. But first, here are some more news items. These have a slightly sporting theme, as long as you class pancake tossing a sport and some snippets about Norwich City, which this week do not relate to the current first team. A pile of letters found in a house more than 3,500 miles away detail a soldier's visit to Norwich more than 100 years ago. Janet Foreman lives in Toronto, Canada, and was cleaning out her mother's house when she discovered the letters which her great-uncle, Basil Vale, wrote back to his parents in 1918. One of the letters is when Basil went to the fine city to visit his grandmother while on leave when he was a soldier in the Canadian Army. In the letter, dated June the 14th, 1918, he describes being shown around the wonderful Norwich Cathedral by his friend, seeing £400,000 organ, as well as going to the chapel for the boys who had fallen in France. In the letter, Basil made reference to the habits of UK people, such as making his parents aware that quid's a pound, if you don't happen to know, and that English people do nothing but have some kind of meal all day long.
After hearing that a former Canaries player had been taken to hospital, a group of supporters decided to make a surprise visit to deliver a special gift. Bunny Larkin, who played for Norwich City between 1960 and 1961, has begun to develop dementia over the past 2 years, but still remembers his time on the pitch and talks fondly about it. The 87-year-old was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital after another illness, where he's waiting for a care package which will allow him to return home. On hearing the news, Norwich City's Community Sports Foundation, which runs the Duncan's Club Alzheimer's Support Group, named after Duncan Forbes that Bunny attends, decided they would make a trip to cheer him up. The club donated a signed shirt with Bunny's name and the number 60 on the back, the year he signed for City from Birmingham for £10,000, and presented him with it.
Hollywood star Hugh Jackman has revealed his hopes of a trial at Norwich City. The actor said he could be a canary, should City ever play the team owned by actors Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, Wrexham AFC in Wales. But Jackman wants to be the one scoring the winning goal and finally one-up his long-term frenemy, Reynolds. Jackman was asked in a BBC interview with Laura Kudzenberg if he would be tempted to buy a sports club as the US pairs Disney's documentary with Wrexham continues to make headlines. The actor responded, "When Ryan bought that team, I did get more than one offer from rivals to that team to come in as a co-owner. It did seriously attempt me, and Michael B. Jordan, who I was with last night, is a co-owner of Bournemouth." But the 54-year-old Australian revealed he wants to do more than own a team. He said, "This whole thing of outsiders coming in and buying football teams feels a little, I don't know, easy. So I've decided to go one step further. I'm actually going to try out for the team. Delia Smith, Stephen Fry, I'm coming to try you out."
Family days out are rare for 12-year-old Ruby Payne, but the young carer was given the VIP treatment as she went to watch Norwich City in action. Ruby helps care for her 11-year-old sister Holly, who is autistic while having sensory processing disorder and anxiety, with her parents Gary and Kerry Payne. She was able to enjoy some quality time with her dad as they watched the Canaries in action, though, thanks to a new partnership between the English Football League and the British Red Cross. Gary said, "Even though we lost the game, it was great for me and Ruby to spend quality time together and have a break from being carers." The family were given free tickets to the clash between league leaders Burnley, which City lost 3-0, but prior to the game, Ruby played five-a-side at Carrow Park and received a gift bag of Canaries goodies. Gary added, Having that time with Ruby was special. Ruby got the chance to have a kick about at the ground, and it felt fantastic watching her playing football and taking part in all the activities from the day.